On the anniversary of Trump taking office a second time, the state's Republican delegates lauded many of his policies, like on immigration and the economy. But their reactions to the president's foreign policy have been mixed. All four delegates commended Trump on the capture of Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro. Congressman Ryan Zinke, a former Navy SEAL, told News Nation that striking Venezuela was necessary, but he was hesitant to support the U.S. taking over Greenland earlier this month.
I think being a liberator is a much better position than being a conqueror.
Zinke said he'd be open to the U.S. purchasing Greenland if its citizens were supportive of it. The country's leaders and other NATO nations have consistently denounced the proposal. During a recent teletown hall, Congressman Troy Downing said he does not support any action that would put NATO at risk. Spokespeople for Downing and Zinke pointed to their previous statements on Greenland when MTPR asked about Trump's plans, but did not answer specific questions. Senators Tim Sheehy and Steve Daines did not immediately respond to MTPR's request for comment. In a statement last week, Daines said it's important for all NATO countries to work together to protect the alliance. At Montana's capital on Tuesday, four military veterans led a rally protesting various Trump policies. About 200 people attended, including David and Sue Mannix, who identify as independent voters. David is a Vietnam War veteran. Sue says Trump's actions, like pushing to take Greenland, undermine her husband's service.
And instead of being a proud American, I hang my head in shame at what is being allowed to happen.
The rally speakers called on Montana's delegates to push back against Trump. In Helena, I'm Shaylee Riker.